Welcome to the skating session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Vu.
And we are here to wrap up the World Team Trophy. This is the final day. The event is over. The season is over. What are we going to do for the next 6 months?
Is it really 6 months? Oh wow.
Five months.
There's an early season, and we'll be hand-wringing until then. We'll be complaining about things. We'll be speculating. We'll be really wrong about stuff.
Sounds
The
good.
usual.
Sounds good. First thing today that I want to mention, I forgot to mention it day one. I forgot to mention it day two, so I plastered it at the top of my notes today. Elizaveta Tukhtomysheva is literally standing or sitting, maybe. I don't know if they gave her a chair, but she's right up against the boards this whole event. I thought on day one that I saw her randomly when the camera was panning around, but then I saw on her Instagram that she's there. I don't know what capacity she's doing. I don't know if
Wow.
maybe Russia's showing the event and she's there doing something, but I thought I saw her, and then again earlier today I saw her and I'm like, no, that's definitely. So I checked her social media and indeed she's there.
Ooh,
Anyways,
okay, cool. Like, I didn't know that she was there. That's exciting in a
yeah,
way.
I
Just
guess I
hearing
don't
that, I'm
know.
like, ooh, I miss her. Even if I don't always miss her skating, I miss her.
So I got it wrong yesterday. I thought that the event ended with the pairs free skate, and I was going on and on about how it would be so anticlimactic. Actually, the pairs came before the women, which made it a little bit more exciting, I suppose. But by the time the women came around, anyways, it was pretty much set what the podium was going to be. Anyways, let's focus on the pairs competition. Started off with the Kovalevs from France. I don't know what's going on with her. It's like she's really lost all capacity to really do a side-by-side triple. If she rotates it, it's really tight and probably under. And then other times it's like she goes in and she has no timing, and it's just hoping that she's not going to completely implode. And we saw on the first one in the free skate that there was no chance at all on it. And then we saw on the second one she got through it, but then they do, I think the single toe might have been intentional, since they both, I believe, did a single toe.
I
But
think
then
so
that,
too, yeah.
yeah, and then that axel was probably intentional as well, the single axel. But her axel, even doing a single axel, it looked like it was super rough just to do that. There's no push
Super
into it.
rough describes a lot of
Well,
their skating, yeah.
So I, and again, for me, the thing is, there's really not a connection to each other. There's not even a connection to the music. I think that this is a better program than the short program was, because that one really had no anything until the very end. This one, you get glimpses of this or that throughout. I kind of laughed. I was watching this live in the middle of the night, so it's 5:30 in the morning, and Chris, the commentator, is saying that things are huge and beautiful and brilliant elements, and everything's really eked out. And I'm just like, he's very positive, but his.
I know. I'm like, 'cause that first twist was so crashy, and then he went, good start. And I'm just, oh, that's where we are today. I see. There were parts I enjoyed a lot, like, especially when the Billie Eilish part started. I'm like, oh, they kind of match this vibe. It really does kind of feel like if they had a style, it would kind of be more toward that, something moody, something dark. But just once they got to the second half, you could just, I know it tends to be typical, but then everything just for me kind of fell apart in the performance too. It felt like a really clear struggle, and that final lift. Yeah, we all should have been afraid for her safety. That's what I put on here. But the
I
one thing,
the
like, yeah, go ahead.
The most interesting thing about the program was at the end that he did push-ups. I mean, really, that was just so.
Personality, right? Like, there's some
Exactly.
personality,
Yeah,
there's some
exactly.
swag. Could that be like in the program, please? Could you show some of that? I always wonder too, like, what they need to do. But everything you're pointing out about her too, I just they plateaued. I don't see them getting any better. And so my really only thing with them is, given this skate and given the short program, let's say they theoretically had these skates at the Olympic qualifier, could they make it?
No, they won't make it.
You're still at a, yeah.
No. They will make it to the team event, because obviously France could potentially be in the running for getting into the free skate in the Olympic event. But as far as the individual competition, unless they have really, really stepped it up over the summer, I don't see how they're going to be in contention.
Yeah.
I think they not only have they plateaued, but I think they've regressed actually, because I remember a few years ago, yes, the Pairs scene was very weak, and I think that's probably when they were winning Grand Prix medals, because I think they have two, I think.
They have two silvers, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But they have Grand Prix medals, and I feel like at that point they were doing better than this. I feel like the I never really noticed how bad the timing of her jumps was. I don't know. Maybe she had an injury. I think she probably did at some point. It just doesn't look like they're fully baked. And I know that he was spent at the end of the program, and a lot of people were here too, but it's beyond that. It's like a fundamentals, like a regression of some kind. So maybe over the summer, big change. I know they changed their training environment. They have new coaches, relatively new coaches. Sometime this year they did that. So we'll see what they can do over the summer. I just don't expect that they'll be in the picture to actually compete in the individual event in the Olympics.
Moving on to like Efimova and Mitrofanov, even if there was a lot of mistakes in this program, I really kind of honed in all their improvements, and especially with their pairs elements and just the positions she was hitting, the lines, her extension, her posture. It was just so much classic pair skating that was just really missing from the field in general right now. I don't know. That was just. I don't hate their forward outside death spiral.
No, it's nice. It's
They
nice.
have real speed into it. They can hit all four rotations really well. And I'm just like, wow, this is a team where the death spiral is actually a strength. And they're probably one of the only
That
teams
was
that
one
can
of the
see
highlights of the
that, to where
program. Yeah.
they're gonna gain points on the field with that element. And I just love the way they ended it. Just that choreographic kind of lift they did, that rotational lift, and just her position, her extension, and just like the way she bent her head back with an attitude. This is all really good. There's just such a base here that, when I think about them and Cam and O'Shea, if there weren't these citizenship issues that we're all really unsure of, there'd be real competition between these two. You know what I mean? Like, to be that top US team heading into the Olympics. I would have given Efimova and Mitrofanov like the nod, just considering what we've seen from them all season. Which is really impressive.
This was a rough skate. She no side by side triple
Yeah.
in sight. Throw triple loop had was
Yeah.
two
Yeah.
footed. Their choreographic sequence, even that, it only got a plus one. It was it, they were really running out of energy at the end. The lasso lift was so slow. It was really clunky. I would probably have given it negative GOE. I think it was just slightly in the positive, but I guess at this point, we're just gonna, before we go through the next 15 or however many skaters we have to go to through, we just have to get over the point that these skaters took a break. They peaked at Worlds, or they tried to peak at Worlds. They
Yeah,
didn't
they're
do a lot of
tired.
skating, and they're tired. But it is a competition, and
Yeah.
we're reviewing it. So there's that. But yeah, it was again, I'm a bigger fan of the short program. I feel like a lot of people really like their free skate. I think the short program's stronger for the bringing out the personality that they really didn't have, and now it's starting to come out. But the free skate's really nice. They have a very traditional lines. They're matched pretty well. And just here was, to me, was very flat. But I do agree that I think we'll see how the politics in the U.S. go. But if they're not eligible for the Olympics, I can't really see. I don't want to say for sure, because a few seasons ago they didn't really hold the people down that couldn't go to Worlds, but I don't feel like they're going to make them the number one team if they can't go to the Olympics. And plus, Cam and
Oh
O'Shea,
yeah, no. Yeah, if they
if they
can't go to the
just,
Olympics, it'd be really crazy to make them national champions just from a yeah.
But I mean, Cam and O'Shea also are so strong, and they have their own problems with the throw jumps, but everything else is so good. They are world level on everything else, including the
They really
choreography of
are.
their
They
programs.
could land
So,
everything. They're easily in contention for podiums all the time. They could land all the jumps. Yeah.
So moving on to Stellato Deschamps. Again, I don't dislike this program like I do the short program. I feel like we're coming off this season where they're not only world champions, but they have two really memorable programs, at least for me. I still remember the choreography of their free skate last year so well, and this one I feel like it's just all on one level. It's very nice, it's cute, It's a good mood, but it's really not what they're skating. She's so fierce, and I feel like he sells her so well, and that doesn't really match what this program is trying to do. He really, really looked out of it and slow towards the end. And she too, she's all about her fitness, and she's in her early 40s, and she's very, very in shape. She was breathing heavy at the end, and so I don't know if I like I said, I talked to them right after their competition at Worlds, and she mentioned it was either a hand or a finger issue for him. I didn't think it was that serious, but maybe it was a little bit serious enough that they didn't get as much training time as they wanted. I'm not sure, but it just looked like and again, this all the teams looked like they were tired, but they really
Right,
looked
because of
winded.
I mean, okay, I'm one of these athletes. I just leave Worlds. I don't really start training until the practices for this competition. You know what I mean? Like, take that time. So yeah, aside from that, like the things that I noticed were just, yeah, the forward out the death spiral is getting better. They're getting better speed on it. They're able to make those rotations a little bit more consistently. I just still don't like the position. And after just seeing a great one from Efimova right before that and Mitrofanov, like it, I don't know, it really stood out as something that I still don't understand the strategy behind it. Other than that, it's gives you the most base value. And then that group three lift. When she has her leg in the air, she's just club-footed the whole time and doesn't do any toe point. Like, and so that's the stuff I started looking at instead of, all the fatigue and all the mistakes. But yeah, I agree with you though, in terms of criticisms. I just watched this program. I don't remember anything about it. Zero. Whereas last year it was very memorable. You know, you mean like you felt that mood and you still kind of felt it after this. Yeah.
It
It
was
was a big miss for me.
pleasant. It was a pleasant, but it's not like it's not what their strength
Pleasant but not
is.
impactful, right? It's
Right.
yeah.
So I like I said, for them, they've had their music picked out for at least 2 years now, and going into next year, and I hope that it's back on track to what we saw last year, or elevated from that, because her throw jumps are really nice when they get them right. Everything about their skating is decent. I mean, they have their shortcomings with the death spiral is annoying. Yeah, the position is whatever, but they have a lot to like, and I feel like cohesively, if we're looking at the people probably in the running for the bronze medal, the
Oh
Italians
yeah.
would be leading, but they're better than the Georg they are better skaters as a whole than the Georgians because of the finish, and the Georgians have really good strong jump elements, but aside from that, there's really no program. So this team
Exactly.
should
Yeah.
be ahead, even with a little bit of a cushion. I mean, at this point, I feel like that's how it should be. But if you give them the wrong program and they're getting just barely eight in PCS, then there's not really anything that's holding them up. So I think for them, it's the big thing is going to be that they get their programs right next year and they're well received in the beginning. And if they're not well received in the beginning and they're getting PCS in the high sevens or low eights, then let's go back to the drawing board while we have time, because I knew it at the beginning of this year, it was going to stay at that level or worse, and it didn't go anywhere. So that's what I hope for them.
Point of view. They need a different point of view in terms of programs in general. Like it they have way more misses than not, and I really want to see them have good programs next year, because that winning world was such a moment, and then this season was just as a letdown, not just in like their skating consistency and results, but just the programs themselves. But then speaking of like this competition for the bronze medal at the Olympics, really, I was really impressed with Metal Kingdom Berlava. I really was. And they're a team again that does. I feel like they're growing on me. And maybe just them consistently going out there and for the most part skating well. They're just pulling me in. And again, no real choreography.
None.
But again, beautiful forward inside death spiral. Like it was enjoyable to watch this death spiral. I love the landing of the triple Salchow double axel sequence and how they just held that landing. It was so Boykova and Kovalski.
Yeah,
It's what they brought it back,
I was going to
right?
say, yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. That's what it reminded me of, how they held those edges on the landing every time.
Yeah. And then but there's no program. They're just doing elements. They don't weave in and out. The transitions just really aren't there. But the quality of all the elements is there. All of it. So it's It's just really a matter of them finding a way to blend it all together. And then I love the ridiculous ending. I love it. I wrote
The
here that
jump
it's
rope and all that
so,
stuff.
yeah. And then the hood.
Oh, that's,
It's
I mean, that's,
so pasha. It's so just ridiculous. It
it's
makes
so
no sense.
pasha, but it's so out of place.
It is because they
It's
didn't
a,
establish what this program was at all throughout the program. There was no choreography and no finally concept last second.
right. It's a technical showcase. The jump elements are glorious. The throw jumps are very Berezhnya, Secret Lidze, Shen and Zhao. They're big. She has a beautiful, we don't see that as much anymore. You know, it's that late 90s, early 2000s kind of pairs where throw jumps were getting massive and they had this good run out. We don't see that as much anymore. And I see glimpses of that from them. And the side-by-side jumps are done really close together, which stands out when the rest of the top teams are so far apart, and that's great. And the twist is good.
Beautiful
Just there is,
positions all the
yeah.
time, right? Yeah, great extension. They don't really hit any bad positions. It really is just program quality.
There's just no pro. There is no program. There's no. The music is repetitive, and it's the music goes nowhere, and it's all on one note, and the program just doesn't exist. And what is the jump rope about? Like, what is the hood about? Like, what are these ideas? When you have to really get the story behind what they're trying to do, I don't even know where this music is going. I don't know. It's I'm just I'm
You ever see the
worried.
South Park episode about how they write Family Guy
No,
jokes?
no, no.
Okay, so literally it's just a bunch of manatees grab random balls and you throw them together and make a joke. This is what this program feels like. It was a grab bag of random things. Like Medvedeva jumped roped one time, let's do that. You know, Pasha did a hood, let's do
Yeah.
that. Like, why not?
But here's the thing that I worry about. Their programs are really not that great. And the thing is, what if they come in next year with like a Tarasova Morozov Candyman kind of situation? Then it's like, what is the point? You're basically throwing away this medal. The program is hated by everybody. The judges are telling you they don't like it. But I have to say, in this case, the PCS is crazy high. For considering what they're
It
doing,
is.
it's already very high. There was one judge I noticed for composition gave a 6.25, and I'm like, good on that judge. I mean,
I was about to
what,
say, this judge is not wrong.
yeah, I mean, that's, but everybody else was in the mid to high eights. Like, literally, they're pushing nines for this, and it's crazy to me.
Consistency will do that. It's just
yeah.
IGS. What it's shown is that consistency will get you PCS, whether you deserve it or not.
Yeah, I don't know. It's confusing to me. It's but I do think I've said it all year. I think they're setting themselves up to be really strongly in contention for an Olympic medal. So
625 was the Canadian judge.
not shocking, but okay. Like
Not
I'll take it
shocking.
because it's
Yeah.
more reality
It's
based. And then
realistic.
also,
It was realistic. Yeah.
the performance was also in the sevens, and I think that
I
judge
agree.
was the only one that put it there. So whatever. Conti and
Agree. Yeah,
Matsi.
that judge gave accurate PCS.
Yeah.
Yeah, Conti and Machi, rough, same thing, normal, but it was good. Like it kind of showed like here's what their average skate would be. And if they can do this as their average in the Grand Prix next year, I think they're setting themselves up well.
Oh yeah, they're pushing. They almost pushed a wing
Everything was just a
here.
little shaky, a little. Yeah. I mean, I thought they should have been. I mean, I we'll get to that, but I thought Miura and Kihara should have been third, but that's me. We'll
Wow.
talk why. One thing I'll say though is that like and it seems like this is the element we've been harping on this whole event for some reason, but the death spiral, they're giving away so many points in this bronze medal fight between Metal Kingdom and Berlava. And just in that one element, it's over 2 points that they're seeding because they just don't have the quality. I've never done a death spiral. I can't tell you how difficult it is. I imagine it's ridiculous on your joints and you gotta have all this core strength. But regardless, like if they're gonna be in this fight, like it just based on how Metal Kingdom and Berlava skate, they're more likely gonna hit than not. And so Conti and Machi can't afford any deficit like that.
I don't really have any notes on them. I think the program was nice, and that's about it. The thing I notice again is
Not my
the
favorite.
triple toe double axel. She's always looking over her shoulder to see what he's doing, and I, yeah, it's always, and they're really far. I mean, we talked about the Japanese team being so far apart. They're really, really far apart. The rest of the program was fine. I don't. They've kind of typecast themselves into this music in the free skate, I think, and it's
like this though, honestly. Like they like when I think about their Carmen, it's so much better. And I know
I agree.
doing a dramatic program like that in the free is a lot more difficult. It's easier to pace yourself with a Papa Can You Hear Me type program. But they're dramatic skaters. I see them more dramatic than
Me too. You
Sensei,
see
where
her
they're gonna
face
go
on
kind of
those
these lighter.
close-ups in the
Yeah,
short program?
exactly, right? If they're
Yeah.
doing sensitive, it needs to be more just romantic, emotional, kind of, or melancholy in a way, something that really gets their feels into it. I don't really think they connect to this free skate. I mean,
It's
it doesn't
nice.
connect
It's
with me. It's
nice.
nice,
That's
right?
fine.
It's pleasant.
And
I don't, yeah.
the choreography is there and the mood is good, and that's what they have over the Georgians. You wouldn't know it from the PCS, but it is a stronger
100%.
program. Just I think that I'm gonna go again, they zoomed in on her face like so many times on the short program in the replays and even in the actual program, and she's channeling Angelika Krylova for Carmen. You know, she's really going all out on this, and then the free skate is just nice and
And
whatever.
I like him too, because like you can see on his socials the way he carries himself in the Kiss and Cry, he's a lot of swagger,
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
Whatever you think about it, but like that doesn't come out in a program like this,
Yeah. Well, it
and
comes
I
out in
would
their
love to see that.
exhibition. You know, they have the yeah. It does. So this is another case where I don't know if it's nerves, I don't know if it's they just want to play it safe with going through 4 minutes and they need the slower music, whatever, but they do have a lot of personality and they could sell something so well. And I hope that Olympics are in Italy, they're going to be at home. I hope they don't resort to the best of some opera or
I
whatever.
know. Well, it'd be cool if they did that though, because I wrote here that I want to see an in-your-face program from them. I want to see drama. I wrote, go full Italian. That's what I want to see in their free program, because that's what I feel like they are in their core as performers. And like you've seen the exhibition, and even in a program like Carmen.
So they finished second here, very close actually to Mira and Kihara. First, you asked yesterday, and I went straight to the source because I said I would. You asked about the quad twist maybe being a possibility for this team. I asked their coach, Megan Duhamel. I just said, is this something they're working on? She said, absolutely not. It's not in the cards for them. They
It's a
really
great
just
triple
want,
twist now. Like, it's really
yeah.
good.
They want to skate clean, and I mean, even here, let's go through all the things that went wrong. A lot. Three out of the
Oh,
four jumping
God.
elements, once again, just like at Worlds, went wrong. The triple toe is always tight, and it's always, depending on the panel, this is again another panel thing. If they look, I think they're going to see that it's short. Here it was
It
called
was
under
under.
rotated. It wasn't even a cue, it was under rotated. So there's that going for her. Double salchow. I feel like this is. Happens quite a bit. Throw triple Lutz was really tight and she turned out of that. But they're showing here that they have such a cushion aside from the German team. They have really a cushion over everybody else that they can miss the majority of their elements. They can double, doubling and under rotating. You're losing a lot of points there. And they're still holding on to the win here. Their element score was pretty much the same as the Italians. They won it on the PCS. I can't say that I disagree really on that, but actually the Georgians had the higher element score, even with her mistakes. So there's another thing to consider. The Georgians go clean. They're really going to be up there. But yeah, for Mira and Kihara, I think I'm growing more into the program than I did in the beginning of the year. I never hated it. It's definitely a step up from what they've got in the past. And they need to stay with this set of choreographers, if not, just go to Shaylin for both programs.
I agree. Shaylin for both, I think, because the short is so good. In my opinion, they even got some gifts in terms of like the GOE from the judges. Like, to me, that triple toe, double axel, double axel, -3. I don't know where you're finding -1 for that, considering you're under rotation, how far apart it is, even the double axel landings aren't great. And then the triple Lutz is to me a -2, or sorry, the throw Lutz, -2, -3. I see some judges gave it -1, but that step out was huge. Like, it was no control on that landing. And then even then, that final group four lift, their signature, way more labored than usual. I'm seeing here it's got all these +4s, and I'm like, this was a +1, +2 lift. I don't see that, because the exit two was so
Yeah, it
labored
was not as
out of
smooth
it.
as usual.
And they just got like that reputation. We normally give you +4 for this. I'm gonna give you +4 for it. So I know I felt like they got a lot of gifts. I would have put this third. And yes, maybe first PCS, but this TS score should have been lower, just considering all the mistakes. And their usual, like, they didn't have the element quality that would garner some of these plus fours, other than the fact that they're, multiple world champions. But that's just, we'll leave that.
So going into this, so this concluded the pairs event, and going into the final event, the women's free skate, it was pretty clear the US was going to win. It was pretty clear that Japan was going to finish second. I mean, it could have happened where the Italian woman bombed completely and somehow the French woman, but really the standings were more or less set. With that in mind, I was expecting more of the same from the women with this just tired approach, and I was actually
Right.
pleasantly
And they were not. It
surprised.
ended really well. Yeah, the women, like the women's field brought it today. It's a great way
So
to end it.
Alina Urashadze, again, I heard, I think Chris said that she somehow knew in like 5 months. I thought he said 5 months ago. Maybe I was half asleep, but I thought he said something about 5 months ago she started training again. I would assume it was not that. I would assume it was more like Morisi, where
Right.
he had 3 weeks. Even so, I don't even care. I'm just going to say this was one of my performances of the entire event. I don't care that she did a
Yeah, it
triple toe and
was.
double axel. She had so much fun. She was so thrilled that she got through the jumps that she could do. I think the last three or four jumping passes were all intentional doubles. There was no Salchow
Oh,
attempt
100%.
here. I don't remember her being such a fun skater when she was competing before. Again, she might have skated this program before. I think I would have remembered it, but maybe not. But the energy level was just great, and she was having the best time. And again, this is a cheese fest ultimately, and when you see a skater like this that's coming back really out of nowhere, and they're happy with themselves over this in the minimal content they have, I don't care. It started the night so well. I was so happy for her.
Yeah,
Really.
it's and I always feel like with skating, there are like two ways I really enjoy it. I enjoy it competition wise, where you're building up all this tension because you want something for somebody, and then they deliver, and all that tension gets released into like joy, whatever. But this just starts out with just like pure joy. It's just having a great time. It's fun, and I felt that. I felt that so much, and you could just tell that she wanted to just give a good performance, right? And then that was enough, that she didn't need to place first because she was last year, right? But that wasn't the point. The point was just to go prove something to herself, have fun, and she did it. I agree with you. Probably one of the performances of the competition, if not the performance of the competition, just for that. And I loved how too, she's like, you know what? I only have to do one combination. I'm just doing one combination. And I wrote like, oh, because Bayul showed us the way. But
I'm
yeah,
gonna
loved it.
forget. I'm gonna remember this performance for a long time, and
Yeah.
it's not something that we're looking at technically at all, because I think she was level three, level two on a lot of the stuff, and just not competitive, but who cares? Like, you don't often see someone having that much fun.
And I hope she goes out tonight, has a great time, spends way too much of her prize money tomorrow when she's shopping around Tokyo. Like, yeah, that's what I want for her.
So we'll move on to Leah Serna.
Yeah.
Interesting here, the most difficult jump she did as well was a triple Salchow. I don't know what's going on with that, because earlier in the season she had at least one Lutz, maybe two. I think she was doing the flip as well. Here, literally, all she had to show really were two toe loops and a Salchow, I think.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to where, this is a situation where I'd want to know, like, doing in practice, was she trying anything else, or was this always the plan coming here?
Maybe she wanted to skate clean and have a chance of moving up. I'm not really sure, but I know I saw the Lutz and the flip at Skate America. I think I saw it later in the season. I don't know what's happened between Europeans and now. If she, I don't even remember if she was at
Right,
Europeans,
she may not have been
but
training all that hard until, getting the call to come to this for sure, like. Who knows? But one thing I noticed most about it was just she was just skating to the music, and I know everyone hates Muse, everyone whatever, and I'm one of those rare people who, before Muse was in figure skating, I was a Muse fan.
Really?
Yes, oh, I love Muse because their music's really emotional, and I think that's why skaters like it, even if you think it's bombastic, because it is. And every Muse album is about the same thing. It's always about some post-apocalyptic future, oppression. It's about freedom, all these concept of that, right? But also love, for some reason. It's those weird combinations of things. And this was just like none of that hit. And the music edits were really strange. I didn't get
I agree
it.
with that.
But what I really noticed though, even with all that, her extension and the posture on her, the landings of her jumps is really good. It was really just, it's really beautiful. And in modern skating, we're losing a lot of that. And so now that like the skaters do have that, I'm like, yay, you have a place here.
Sarah Maud Dupuy, I really like her skating. I said it yesterday. I think we both agreed she has this throwback quality to her where nothing really seems frivolous or kind of this sprint we see with IJS. I like the music. I like the throwback sense of it. This was a bad skate for her. I've seen her skate quite a few times, and she's usually pretty solid. Four continents, like I mentioned yesterday, she was actually ahead of Madeline overall. Started out, I mean, with the Lutz was good. And then I don't think she had a single clean triple, a lot of doubles after that. I don't think anything else was really there. But she has pacing, and I don't know how to describe what I'm saying, but like this program feels cohesive in a very old school way, and it doesn't feel like a paint by numbers, like, oh, this is what I'm expecting because IJS has put me into this box where it has to be like this. She has power in her skating too. It, reminiscent of Joanie Rochette, actually, in a lot of ways. The jumps are big, but they're controlled. She did get really tight though. She doesn't look like, again, she doesn't look like she's fully trained. She had a little stumble in her footwork at the end, just running out of gas, just like most of the others. Still, I really like her. And again, I know Madeline is ahead, but I think as an overall skater, I think Sarah is the stronger
I enjoy
skater.
watching Sarah more. Yeah, because Maddie is we'll get to her, but just there's Sarah just has this kind of like her posture is just really stable. Like I never feel like like you're saying, we're saying really classic, that classic 90s skater. And you never feel like she's rushing for things. She's never hitting these really weird angles and positions to try to hit like, some position.
A
And
new
so, yeah,
level,
it's just
yeah.
really enjoyable, really aesthetically pleasing. The jumps aren't there, but when you just kind of have this pure skating, this is good. Like, I don't always need jumps, right? Just, yeah.
Anna Pezzetta, I know she excites a lot of people and her potential. I'm actually pulling up the protocol right now because I meant to look, because her on the screen, the score box was just a mess. I think they accidentally put in her choreographic sequence before they were supposed to, and then they put in another one, and then they put in the step sequence, and all of it got voided out. So it looked like nothing was there, but no, everything got ended up calling the right way. But the thing with her jumps are massive. Really, they are so massive, but there is no control. I would love to see maybe a little bit of a sense of where she's at. The distance and the height are great, and the actual sense of the technique, but it's all over the place. It's really
She's just
all
a
over the
little too
place.
stiff in the landings, I feel like. I think that's kind of what like does it a lot, to where she has these huge height, but because like her knee is too stiff when she lands, she can't just control that power. And so it just results in a lot of like random landings sometimes. And it's weird, but it's when she has less height, like in the later half of the programs, because she has less energy,
She's
that
tired,
it's
yeah.
easier. Yeah, but it's easier to control for her, it seems like. It's not just this competition. I know it's other ones too, and I just I really wonder, like, she's not the first skater who's done this, but to where it's like she had this disastrous beginning, but then it's almost like, okay, I did a non-jump element, I reset, and she's
Yeah, a
back
lot of people
into,
need that. They need that second half. They need that break. Even in 6.0, there was Angela Nikodinov used to really do well in the beginning of her program. She had that break, and then she's doubling jumps more often than not the rest of the program. So it's the opposite for her. But I think it's the case for a lot of skaters. They treat the second half like a brand new program, and it either works well for them or it works disastrously for them. I think she has a lot of potential. I think she needs to hone in on this jump technique. She actually reminds me a lot of Valieva, not just because she wore this similar outfit to Bolero with the pants and all
Really?
that, but the jumping, the way she jumps reminds me of her a lot.
Oh.
I don't know. I think the pants helped because it reminded me of Bolero and all this stuff, but I think that the jumping technique is very, very similar to what she used to do. I thought it was funny too in the Kiss and Cry. I think it was Nikolai held up the picture from Junior Worlds when she crashed to the boards. She's like hugging it. I think she has a lot of potential. I think that it's really an all or nothing kind of thing for her. She's shown, I think, at European, she was really, really on, and she led in the majority. I think she only missed maybe one jump in the free skate, but here the entire beginning was just way off. We'll see. We've seen skaters in the past that have these big jumps and kind of uncontrolled, and then they figure something out that really locks them into to be better. But I think even with a summer's worth of work, I just think Lara, the other skater here, is just so much better that I would not even make this a contest for the Olympics, honestly. I think we'll see. I think a lot
I
of
agree.
things.
I agree. I like Lara a lot better. I don't think there's much of a contest either. But yeah, we'll see.
Lauryn Shield, again, I talked in the short program how that music would have been the furthest thing ever that I would give to her, but it actually was okay. Same thing here. This is like a soft. I don't get anything soft from her skating, so I don't know how a choreographer comes in and says, "Let's give you two programs that are very soft and sweet and whimsical," or whatever you want to call it. This program picks up a little bit and has more variety, but it's just not what I would expect from her. That being said, I feel like she has more control on her jumps now. I feel like she has better flow out of them. I feel like she's attempting to hold her positions. If you go back a year, maybe even a year ago, it was not the case. I think I've commented, on the Grand Prix, she was one of the weakest overall skaters, and I don't feel necessarily like that anymore.
It's a lot of improvement.
She has to work on her basics. She has to work on her polish. But she's pleasant enough now. I don't mind watching her. I think that she shows a lot of good things to her skating. And her PCS here, I think, was in the like low to mid sevens, which is not bad.
Yeah, and then it was one of these things too where she's a lot like she used to be anyway, a lot like Adam Siakam-Fah, where like the axis on her jumps was every time different, all over the place, consistent. Worlds, cons or sorry, here consistent, all, and that's been like the biggest improvement I've seen. And then too, what you were saying too, like her posture is a lot better, and even on those landings, the way she can hold, her the extension out too, and just stay upright. All of it's really improved. And I would agree with you. Again, a few years ago, you could easily say weakest skater at a Grand Prix. Here, not the case at all. It feels like a different skater. I love the Team France onesies. I'm just gonna put that out
Oh
there
yeah.
again.
Oh, I was
Just
gonna
super
say,
fun.
I was going to say actually right after we talked about the Kovalevs, Kevin in that Sailor Moon outfit, just like stealing the camera every single time that France is in the Kiss and Cry. At one point he was like riding a bike, basically. I think it was Brousseau who was down like below him, like pushing his feet up and down. But he's having the best time of his life. I'm sure there's gonna be a million memes from that. But all of them really, they really, considering that they saw the bronze medal kind of slipping through the cracks, I'm sure they all knew what was going on. They still had so much fun. I think they probably had the most fun out of any of the teams. All right, so let's go to Amber. Really, I was not expecting this just based on how her mood
Same.
seemed to be.
But it was different this day. This performance, she came out different. Like, right, and it felt more like the normal Amber we're used to seeing, as opposed to the one who's tried to force a good performance to happen, like she did, Worlds and the short program here. I wrote like, where was this Amber?
Well, it was nerves, I'm sure. I mean, it was a lot. I grew to really like this program. I'm being really straightforward and saying almost all of her free skates are the exact same pattern. I don't think she it's the same thing. And most of the music goes along the same lines as well, but I still find this program to be really good. I love the second half, the energy she has on those last set of triples. She bombs into the first loop, she bombs into the triple flip, she bombs into the final triple loop, not really any hesitation. That being said, a skate like this, the Salchow had an issue, and that was really the only jump I think that had the issue. If she skates her short program clean, going back to what we said at Worlds, she's going to give herself a cushion. And if she skates like this, she could very well win the Olympic gold medal. I
Hundred percent.
even with the little mistake, I thought that her PCS was actually conservative. I thought
Same.
if it was conservative in the sense that it was like mid eights, maybe even high eights, but I thought skating like she did, I thought, okay, she's going to be in the nines, which she has been earlier this year. With all of that in mind, though, I'm like, wow, she really, do the triple axel in the short program, skate a clean short, and she has a little bit of a cushion, I think, to, I mean, probably put herself as the favorite going into the Olympics. Of course, I mean, a lot
I
is going to
agree.
happen between now and then,
And
but.
I don't think the dynamic changes between now and the season. Maybe it just becomes it's less of a separation. I think Alyssa coming out on top at Worlds has kind of given her that reputation. We'll talk about that in a second, to where she's going to get three fours on a lot of these elements, high eights, low nines, and PCS as a minimum. But I still feel the same way you do, that Amber, if she can come out, she can hit, do that triple axel in the short program, be clean in the long. She is the favorite still in any competition she's in. Yeah, and we'll talk about it when we get to Alyssa too, but just the PCS comparison, because this is a competition to where you could really see that starting to pull away. But go ahead.
Agreed. So Madeline Skeezus, being a longtime fan of the sport, the music cuts are almost identical to what Liu Chen used in 1998 when she had that comeback to win the bronze medal at the Olympics. And this program is no Liu Chen, so there's that. I think it's a good program. But
Agree.
again, the issue for me, and I don't know why I can't look past it, I don't know why it's so bothersome to me, is really her posture. She does these fists, she does these awkward shoulders, she reaches kind of awkwardly. It's like no position is ever really finished. The stroking around the rink is really not that great. The footwork at the end, I think it was called level three, and it even had some positive GOE, and it just crawls. It's the same thing always with her. And I think she's stepped up this year. I wish she would have finished in the top 10 at Worlds, because I think she really needed that for her own confidence level. But I just wish that the basics would be focused on a little bit more, because for me, it is really distracting to just see how she's really never attempting to hit the best positions. That being said, she had a mistake to start the program, and I thought, oh no, because typically when she starts like that, it doesn't go so well. But she really, I mean, except for the single axel she did at the end, everything else was pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with you. It felt like this was kind of more or less what her level is, just consistently, a few mistakes here and there. And even with that, the one thing I kept thinking watching Maddie was that I prefer Sarah Ma Dabuya, much prefer watching her skate, just for those same things. You were talking about the posture, the weird, awkward positions she's constantly in. It's almost like she has to remind herself to, nope, wait, stand up straight, chin high, like all those things, right? Where Sarah's just doing it naturally. And it's even in the basic too. Maddie's really struggling. She's really not hitting these deep edges where Sarah is. And it is really kind of unfortunate that she couldn't get top 10, because I would love to see another Canadian lady be able to have the opportunity to go to Worlds and then even then possibly qualify a spot, even then if it's like a very long shot, if they had the opportunity. Just even then though, like that would have been nice to see, because it's not like Maddie is far and away the best skater in Canada in everything. She's more consistent technically, and that's really where the strength is. Yeah.
There's a lot of good qualities to her skating. Typically the Lutz toe is huge to start the program. Her jumps are usually very good, but it's go back to hit those basics over the summer, please. Because I think she throws away a lot of points, and especially the footwork. And the footwork is really indicative of where the skating skills are, and she struggles through it. I mean, I don't think it's a case of losing energy or at the end of the program. I just think that's where her skating skill level is. All right. Anyways, moving on. Laranaki Gutman. I love her. I think the Squid Game is amazing. I think this program's very nice though. She shows versatility in that she can skate to this as well. I don't think it's over the top masterful or anything, but it's very pleasant, and it's big jumps,
Yeah,
but
pleasant.
it's controlled. It's like you look at her teammate and you have someone that jumps very, very well here too, but she has more control over what she's doing, and she's giving more to her skating now. I remember she skated to this like horror slasher movie themes program for two seasons for her free skate, and part of it was Psycho, and I'm all Psycho is the soundtrack's amazing. It should be used a lot more in skating than it is, and she really wasn't giving too much to it, and I'm like, ah, she could have done so much more with it. Here I feel like, even though the music is completely different, she's at least giving an attempt to follow what the music is doing.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's very nice, pleasant. But one thing I noticed, especially since it's such a contrast to Squid Game, going to the Wii soundtrack, right? Like it's, I kept noticing her shoulders too. But when she's trying to extend and just hold positions, it becomes a lot more noticeable. Whereas Squid Game, like it,
You don't think about
I
it.
didn't even have a thought at all. Don't even think about it. Other than that, I did really enjoy it. I think she's the lock for the Olympic team. Like, it gets if she stays healthy,
Well, Italy
and
uses
the
that
only
point
like criticism
system.
aside from they use a point system. Oh,
Yeah,
okay. So it
and
is all results driven,
I'm pretty
right?
sure Anna was really close this year, but it was close enough. I don't know if at the end they separated enough, but I know at one point right before Worlds, they were close enough to each other that Italy had the discretion to just, I think if they're within a certain amount of points, they can decide who they want to pick. But again, we say she's a lock, and then next year, they use this system that they're very, very strict about, so you
Speaking of
never
being
know.
wrong about things,
Yeah, you never
hopefully
know.
not.
Yeah. One other thing I noticed with her though is she actually, I think, and I can pull it up because it's right here, but I think her PCS was actually very similar to that of Amber, which 65 for her, and Amber had 67.
67.
Yeah, so it was really close. Very
Which
close.
is again, I don't. There should be more separation. Amber should have a few more points there. Like I don't have an issue with Lara getting 65, but Amber should have been like 69, 70, sure.
I agree. So next we had Mone Chiba.
I love Mona
Just
Chiba.
beautiful skating. So much is it like it's like a combination of Sitoko and maybe even a little Yuka Sato with these basics. Just really, really what I love about Japanese skating. Not always the biggest jumps, but actually quite good on the jumps. I don't think there's really issues with any of them. The program for me is a complete program. It flowed so well. It was choreographed throughout without being all this frantic nonsense that IGS, I need to do this to get an extra level. None of it's all very subtle, but it's all very beautiful. And it's none of it's done with an over the top, out of place kind of thing that we see. There's no awkward reaching on the spins, and there's no somersault, and there's no cartwheels, and it's just straight skating. And the triple flip, triple toe to start. I know you love her triple flip. It floated. It just floated. Started to get tight as well. She had the fall on the loop that I don't think it probably wasn't rotated. And
Yeah, I look really under.
the Lutz and the axel combination later on was
Speaking
also
of
pretty
under.
tight. But I would have given her at that point, I would have given her the strongest PCS for sure, even over Amber. And
Oh, same. Agreed. Because her skating skills are a lot better, and the program's way more difficult. And Amber's has a clear break, whereas Monet's, it doesn't, you don't, it's hard to pinpoint it for sure when you're watching.
Gubanova, who really is the shocking story of even the score. I was like, well, I know, she had to come back with a fire because the Worlds was a disaster. Not even in the top 24. She's going to Beijing. We've went over that. I thought one of two things was going to happen. She was going to be completely deflated, or she's going to come back with a fire. This competition, she's in contention for an Olympic medal if she skates like this and she gets these scores. I would have never, ever thought that. I thought that she, surprisingly was scored very highly. Her and Monet and Amber basically had the same PCS, which is I didn't expect that they'd go 8.75, 8.5 mostly for her, and that's mostly what she got. And I still think that there's glimpses of her having the best arms ever. I know I said it before. I really think that she's still like some of her arm movements are just so amazing and wonderful. Jump technique is kind of whippy, and her head's ahead of her body a lot of the time and whatever. And her landing position, I wouldn't say is always like the best, but
Her there's no toe point in the landing at all. And they're really stiff. The going into and out of the jumps really stiff. I wrote she's a lot like Butyrskaya. It's so beautiful until you jump, but otherwise it's so beautiful. Like I loved watching her posture and her extension. It sounds like, or sorry, I could tell that like she felt this music more. And usually she's so stoic. She was still stone faced, but her expression, the expression was in her movement. And maybe it was a mindset thing here. You could just see more joy and just less pressure on it. Just maybe it's the event format itself. But
Well, I
yeah,
mean,
if she's
yeah,
skating.
that's the thing too. It's Georgia came in hoping to not finish last. They were I'm sure they thought they're going to finish last. So really, where is the pressure? For
In
her, she could have.
Italy, good.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Italian judge put Gubanova first
Wow, I did
and second
not.
at PCS.
Wow,
Yeah.
interesting. Yeah. Oh, but that Italian judge is the one that I got banned, so I don't know how much I. I
That's right.
think
That's
I'm
right.
pretty sure.
Okay. Scratch that. We don't care.
Yeah, so I'm not so how I don't know how I feel about that. But yeah, for her, really good. Obviously, if she skates even one program to her ability, she'll make it to Beijing. I don't think, or she'll make it to the Olympics in Beijing. I don't think there's really any concern there. I just hope she comes next year and she looks like she likes the skating throughout the entire season and doesn't have these lulls where she's really seeming like she's bored of it or something's going on, because she was actually very enjoyable today. Both programs.
I agree.
Kaori Sakamoto, again, I think she was so generously judged. I
Yeah,
really,
145 for that skate.
yeah. The
What?
first of all, the lutz,
Oh.
the lutz. Okay, so let's go jump by jump. The lutz, the edge should have been called every time. It should have been called. This is
E.
just a given.
Clear E.
And it looked to me like it was two
Clear.
footed, but even if it wasn't, it was so tight. I think she was getting a few positive GUI.
She
I'm
was.
not sure.
There's some plus ones there for that Lutz, and
Yeah.
I don't get that wrong takeoff edge, even if it's not called. It's there. Yeah.
The so then double axel triple salchow leaning. It looks really short to me. That should have been
And the
called if it
Salchow
rotated.
looked, yep. Salchow also looked under, was only given Q here. I see, like that's, yeah.
And there's a plus one in there too, I think. I saw a zero or plus one, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, there is. There's two zeros and a plus one. Yeah.
Triple flip, fine. Triple flip, triple toe, a tight and short. Again, I would question whether it was all the way around. It still has positive GOE.
See, yeah, because I thought the triple toe was under. It looked really under to me. I don't know. I didn't watch the replay of it, if there was one. And the same for the.
The Lutz toe. I mean, again, the Lutz should have had an edge call. The toe pick is just so weird. Both the flip and the Lutz, but with the Lutz, when she's not even trying to be on the outside edge, you really see how the toe pick's just like tapping off to the side, and I don't know. And then the triple loop at the end, which
Under.
was
Looked under
usually
to me,
her
too.
I think that actually was it called under, I think
It's called
something.
Q.
Q. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, I'm all so basically what, five of her seven jumping elements are
There's a
tight. I
negative
mean,
GOE, and that should have been 130s at best, but it probably high 120s actually as the skate, considering if all those errors should have been called. This was a crazy score for that.
I still think there's way too much going on in the program. I just cannot get into it. I respect that she's
Yes.
doing so much, but it's just such a mashup of every movement possible that you can think of. And she's always doing something with her arms, but they're always bent. They're always
Always
bent. There's
bent,
never.
and then it's too, you know, when she, even these Benoit programs, her posture was better because she took the time to do it. Here, there's a lot of this awkward rounded shoulders happening all throughout the program as she's doing this choreography because she's not actually thinking about her posture at all or attempting to hold it. I don't know what's going on for sure, but it was so distracting in this skate for me. Maybe just because all the mistakes and all the jumps were adding up. I just started honing in too on all these other things
Oh,
and
you know what? And I
did not
wrote a
get
note
it.
at the bottom of my notes, but we're talking about all these under rotations. Even the triple flip and the flip toe, that was short too. That
The triple lip was? You saw the flip as? Oh wow.
yeah,
Okay.
it was shown, because I think even Chris was like, I don't know. That was not all the way around.
Okay.
So that's another, all of these jumps, you under rotate them as they should be. They can no longer, I mean, judges will probably still try to give it a plus one, but it's losing base value. And a lot of the judges are going to go down to a negative two, negative three. That's a lot of points when we're talking about five of the seven jumping passes. So I don't know. I saw at one point, I think Corey was probably doing a spin, but Amber was kind of doing her own choreography in the USA box to the music.
That's
So
cute. Oh my God, I love that.
but yeah, just not a fan of this program in next year. I wouldn't
Yeah,
even
I'm really
care if
not.
she went back to her 2022 free skate, honestly. Anything in that last Olympic cycle, anything more along those lines, I don't ever think I
Yeah,
would.
her programs this cycle have been really big misses for me for the most part. It's not my favorite, yeah. But you know, I've already talked about this. I prefer her Benoit programs. So probably the only skater I'll say that about.
And but no, and he's doing really good work with Nina Pinzeroni. So I think maybe experimenting with him again is not the worst idea. We'll see. I just think there's too much going on in this program to really get into it. All
And
right,
that was
so
a
then
Shay
we
Lynn program, right? The
No,
which
it's
is
Mary
to
France. Mary
Oh,
France.
okay, the long was me friends. I was say that's surprising if it's Shay Lynn. I think we already talked about this. Okay.
Yeah. So finally, Alyssa Liu, another clean skate. Clean in the sense that everything looked okay to me. She really was zooming around the ice for the final three jumping passes. Really, no hesitation on any of the jumps. Definitely, the stamina has improved from the beginning of the year because I was so excited to see what she when I saw what she was skating to. I was like, oh, I'm going to be really into this program. And then I saw it with the, I think she did the competition in Italy to start the year. And I'm like, really got to push, you know, this music is nonstop and you can't really start to lose all your speed and all your oomph in the second half. I think she has this energy now of everything is just so carefree. Everything was carefree at Worlds before she even won Worlds. I can't imagine now it's going to be any less because she's just taken this whole comeback with whatever happens happens.
Good.
You know,
Yeah, I
it's
hope
not
so. She keeps
the
it.
program is not full of intricacy and this composition if you want to, but it's so much fun. It's just so different than what everyone else is doing, and especially when she skates right after Corey, it's like wow, this is so
Yo.
amazing, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was what I would put here was that I just love the mindset she has too. It's a mindset even as me, and I'm sure for you too, as someone who's almost like twice her age, wish I have right now. You know, and I don't always have this like carefree attitude to where what happens happens. I'll do my best. You know, I'm a very self-pressured, focused person. So that's why I think as a professional athlete, I would have been like not great. I'd be a head case, you know. But you know, this was really fun. The same thing. I felt that joy. It wasn't quite the moment it was at Worlds.
No, they shouldn't have the audience. The Japanese audience is never going to be out of their seats screaming. It's just they're
Exactly,
more
exactly. Not
polite
like
clapping.
crazy, crazy. Yeah, the US audience, like we were just going crazy for her. Yes, but you know what I looked at here though, looking at the protocol, I'm just like, oh, you know, world title, the consistency, and when we talk about how consistency builds PCS,
Yeah,
look at her
for
PCS
sure. For
here.
sure.
Oh my goodness. You know, this was such a restrained competition for the most part. And then you look at Alyssa's PCS and you're like, oh, this is where they're just like no more restraint out the window. I'm like, there's multiple 9.5s for composition, and I'm like, no, I'm
No.
sorry.
No,
No.
but I you know, even so I still think I don't know. I think she probably deserved to win the free.
Oh,
Maybe
I.
close with Amber. I don't know. Because if Amber's PCS should have been higher, but
Yes.
it could have been very close. But even so, I feel like Alyssa skates with this abandonment and this just no holding back going into any of her jumps, and that's really actually any of her elements in general. She just goes into them like it's a normal day, and she puts a smile on her face and she puts the energy in that she needs to, and it's going well for her. I think that the I hope that next year, I hope that she gets programs. I have all the trust in the world for Massimo to give her something amazing, but I hope that she has another similar program to this that really brings out just a happiness.
Yeah, sensitivity, joy, happiness, maturity, all that. You know, but just talking about the competition between Alyssa and Amber, I thought Amber should have been ahead, and she probably just got first group PCS. If she was
Yeah.
in this final group, PCS probably would have been a little bit more, which would have put her ahead. But in terms of who should have won PCS between the two, I still think Amber. Just
Yeah, I think so
she,
too.
yeah, better speeds, getting skills. But it's close, you know. I feel like there is a competition between the two in some way, but I still think Amber is top. Just she
Yeah.
just has to be clean,
Well, she
consistent, and stop
yeah,
giving the
that
judges
triple
reasons
axel.
not to give her the PCS.
Yeah, the triple axel in the short is going to give her probably even if Alyssa skates her best, that triple axel is probably going to give her 5 6 points advantage. So, all right. So that's actually a really enjoyable segment of skating after otherwise clunkiness
Yeah,
at
right. Yeah, it really was. The women's competition to end was perfect for it. Especially after that man yesterday, we're just kind of all over the place. But this
So
is a
it's not.
really fun event. I usually
Yeah.
don't enjoy World Team Trophy all that much, to be honest with you. It tends to be Like the judging is so crazy. I'm just like, whatever, right? But the judging here was generally restrained and it just felt really carefree and fun.
In the end, it was USA won by a lot. Japan won silver medal, but that was pretty much a given going into the competition, I think. Italy won the bronze by 8 points over France. It was really interesting until the basically Grassel had all of his issues overlooked in the men's free skate, which
That
gave him a lot of
really, yeah.
points. Yeah, that was the turning point for them. And then France fourth, Canada fifth, and Georgia in sixth place, but only 4 points behind Canada, and they got 4 1-point programs in their single skaters. So last place in all segments of the singles competition, and still
Wow.
just 4 points behind Canada. One thing I
That's
do with that, though, to finish this, I want to discuss Georgia in the team competition in the Olympics. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I think they really have a chance to be the bronze medalists. And this is why you only have one. First of all, you're only
You
going to
don't have
have
to
one women's
substitute. That's why.
skater, right?
Right.
You don't have a second skater where the points are going to count. I looked up the other Georgian man that I referenced, I think, on the first day, and he's not going to be old enough for the Olympics. So you only have Nika for the men's competition. The fact that there's only five skaters in the free skate, looking in the short programs in the rhythm dance, I don't see why they wouldn't be in the top five. Metelkina Burilava, I don't think Germany is going to have a team because they only have two of the four disciplines qualified right now, and I don't see them qualifying in women or men. So you have Haas and Baldin are not going to be in the team competition. You have Davis and Smolkin, who now are top 10 in the world, and you have Canadian teams ahead, you have US teams ahead. So they're going to finish high
They're gonna
enough in the
jump.
rhythm dance. And Gubanova, she skates like she does here. She's looking at maybe a top three finish as well in the short program. So then you have all of this in mind, and I think they really have a shot at being
And
competitive for the bronze medal.
I was thinking that here, just looking at here, 3-3-6 is really close. Even if Italy's, kind of high here, a few different placements or a few different calls greatly shifts those points here, right? And so I was gonna ask you about that. And it really does seem like not having a substitute in the Olympic team and not having to do that really does put Georgia ahead. I would have said like, oh, maybe Italy's just based on this kind of the favorite for the bronze. But again, what you're saying, not considering that. Wow, Georgia. Okay. I can see that, especially if Igatse brings it and has a good day.
Yeah, if he skates a clean short program, he's going to be probably in the top five. Again, there's only one
I
skater
mean,
per
yeah.
nation, so it's not like, and we're going to see teams that squeak in there with, I think,
Right. And just think how random it can be. Like in 2018,
Bychenko.
yeah, Bachenko was second.
Second.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yep.
exactly. So I felt like they had a chance in the last Olympics to maybe squeak into the final day, and I think they ended up sixth, just behind China, if I'm not wrong. So they were already pushing back then. Now I feel like they have a better ice dance team. They have Nika's, he's climbing up there, and he tends to hit in the short program and get himself into these final groups. So yeah, I think watch Georgia in the Olympics. South Korea, you would think that they would be strong, but they don't have a pairs team. So they're all, if, even if they're in the team event, which I'm sure they will be, they're taking, not
A
only
zero.
the thing is, they're taking a zero. And when you look at the free skates, the last place team is getting seven, and then they would get a zero if they would make it into the free skate. They're not getting 6 points. They're not getting, they're losing a lot of points there. So.
I'm really curious too. Is there TES minimums for the Olympics for the ones who need to go into the extra allotment?
I think so, but it's the lower amount. It's the same amount as
It's the four
Europeans.
CC European one.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Got it. Okay. Oh yeah, and they're probably then still really hard pressed to even find someone who can meet those that are willing to even just team up really quickly. I imagine South Korea doesn't just grant citizenship easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I so
So they're
I don't think
out.
they're, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but
And
gold
then
favorite probably still US, I imagine, right? And then Japan too. So the gold silver battles really Japan US.
yeah, I mean the thing that's going to hurt Japan is obviously
Ice
whatever dance
dance.
team they send, they're
Yeah.
going, I mean, and this is another thing, this is another space where the Georgians are going to, if you have five skaters in the free skate, Davis and Smolkin are finishing fourth at worst if you have Japan in that final event.
Yeah.
I'm
No, they'll
assuming.
make it. That how does Japan not, just considering like their men, pairs, women's all strong.
So then it's definitely USA, Japan, I would say Georgia, Italy, and then France or Canada. I don't know. Canada has a strong,
I would say the variability of what the Canadian results is like this, you know, is a wide range of where they could end up, just considering the consistency of their skaters. How they have quality skaters who don't always, who usually don't hit, right?
So
It's a
I wouldn't be surprised if Canada is like sixth place. And then you're going to probably have a team from Poland with three out of the four entries. I saw the list somewhere, and I forget who else has like three out of the four so far, but it's a lot of teams that really probably won't have a full team. And even if they do qualify that wild card, I'm not sure that they have a skater that can even go. So, or if they have a skater at all. So, looking at that, I think those six teams are really going to, in South Korea actually might sneak in there too. I don't know though. I don't think the women are kind of a question mark too now. And
in South Korea, yeah.
even Jun Hwan, I mean, he's hot or cold. There is no Paris team. The dance team is looking at maybe sixth or seventh in the rhythm dance at best, I would think. So they might be
It
out too.
seems like the bronzer is actually pretty small. It's actually pretty narrow between just like four countries then,
Italy,
just the ones that are here.
no, I think
Italy,
Italy and
France,
Georgia.
Canada, Georgia. Just Italy,
And
Georgia. Because yeah, okay. Because France is looking at a last place in Paris, possibly. So
And I mean they're going to have to use the wild card entry, I'm pretty sure. So I don't know. I would say just watch out for
Italy,
Georgia.
Georgia, everyone else is like a long shot. Yeah, okay, that sounds about right. And
Yeah.
but you know, just considering what you're saying about the lack of substitutes, Georgia probably is the favorite
Yeah.
because you know the substitute.
Oh, they can't substitute in any event though. Well, I mean, if they suddenly get a
But they're
second
just not
team here.
required to.
Yeah,
Whereas here
but
they had to.
yeah. Well, no, they didn't substitute. They just had two skaters. But in just thinking about how the structure of it is, and they're only taking five to the free skate, and the least amount of points you can get is six, and you're going to probably pull a weak Japanese ice name. Just all this stuff in my head, I'm like, wow, you know, this really is setting in Georgia up for really a chance to be on that podium.
That'll be really interesting to see. You know, already I know once the fall season starts, there'll be fans out there who put in their like top scores of all these teams. If we put them in the team event, here's where they're placed, here's where the medals would be, etc. I would love to see that. I'm actually really excited for that, you know, especially seeing how like numbers and how the things play out and the doing odds and you know, just looking at this, here's who should be winning and then seeing how the competition unfolds based on that. Those are my favorite parts of the 2022. Very excited for the team event, and it's something I didn't see coming either.
I'm not
Oh, you're
because
not? Okay.
the thing is, in 2014 when it first happened, I was like, why isn't the free skate at least 10, 8, 6, 4, 2?
Okay, yes, that needs to
But the
happen.
thing is, I think that someone's done the math. I've probably done the math at one point, and I don't think in at least 2014 or 2018 the results would have changed on that scale. I don't know about 2022.
It adds more pressure though to the free skate
But
because
you
a
know, I
disaster
no
in the
no
free skate matters a lot more
no
if that's the case.
they should have all 10 teams just qualify to the free skate. I think
Oh yeah,
that's
you're probably right. I
because then it's
agree. We'll
so
like this.
unpredictable, and then you really have to be strategic in your team. When there's only five te when there's only five skaters or teams, you can send a weak team, and you're like, okay, well, we're getting 6 points, and the team that is ahead of us is, you know,
You
we're trying to
know, you're
compete with
right. That's
is.
probably the better fix. The better fix is just to have it like World Team Trophy where everyone competes all phases, like, or at least all teams compete all phases, and then they make their substitution choices. And that's just the actual strategy, not actually trying to figure out who needs to qualify or who we need to qualify for the final.
And you know, they can name their skaters, I think, like the day of, and we've seen countries that are strategic about that. But when you have this just throwing it, maybe a team like the South Koreans, you know, if they get eliminated on day one, but they still have potential to shake things up in the free skate, not necessarily go for the medals, but it could affect other people. And for that reason, I think that would make the event. So because by the time it's
Right.
usually two events out before, I mean, it's by the final day,
And
you're
you're
like,
not
we know
adding
the
any
results.
athletes. It just makes a better competition. Yeah, hearing this and talking it out with you, it's like I know one of their biggest things is they don't want to do anything to add more athletes other than they already
But
have at
they're
the
not. They're
Olympics,
not.
but they're not exactly. And they're
They're adding
already
more time on
there.
Olympic ice, but skating has, they have that rink for the entire day, as far as I know, on the skating day. So it's like, what's
And it's going to
adding
be
an
the most
extra
watched
hour and a
event of the
half?
day. It's not like it's not going to bring eyeballs. They're going to sell those tickets out.
So that's what I would do. And it's not going to, they're so set on this system. I don't see any big changes coming for it,
Very
but it is what it is.
conservative.
In Georgia, that I guess it makes it exciting that you have a country like Georgia that's really, I think, probably really the favorites to win the bronze medal. So yeah, we'll see. It makes it rough, especially for the men and the pairs. And actually, I think I'm
Yeah,
wrong. I think it's
isn't
the
one
men and the ice
competition literally the
dancers.
day right after
The
the
men in
team
the
event
ice,
final?
I think it's the dancers, but they have a day in between because they don't go on the
Oh,
last
there is
day.
a day in between? Because I remember reading someone where they're like, oh, literally it's like back-to-back final and then one competition starts the next day. And I'm like, why would they do that? Like,
Let me.
give them at least a day.
I have my schedule for all of it, and I let me see. I can pull it up.
Still think team event should be
So,
last.
well, okay. So the first, the interesting thing is the. Oh, I didn't write down what it was. I didn't write down what is in the team events, but here's what I know. The team event on the first day, it's like the day of the opening ceremony, I'm pretty sure. It's very early in the day. It's like 9:55 in the morning or something. Everything else is at night. So they start that day really early. And then it's 3 days in a row. And on the, I think there is either. I think there's a day in between, but then it's the rhythm dance, but then the day after that is the men's short program. So
Okay.
it's historically been where they do one event and they finish it and then they go into the next event.
Oh, so they're not doing that. They're doing it. They're
Only for the
inter.
men and the dancers.
Okay.
And the thing
I
about
gotcha.
the men is they have 2 days in between the short program and the free skate, which has
Oh,
never happened.
interesting.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
weird. It's weird schedule. So, but it is so the dancers clearly are not going the day before the rhythm dance. The rhythm dance has to be in the team event. It has to be on that first day, and then the free dance has to be on the second day. They have a day off, but then it's the rhythm dance. So for both, somewhat like for a team like Georgia, where they only have one entry, and most likely in men, they're only going to have one entry as well. That's rough on those skaters. But I
It's going
mean,
to
I
be,
think
yeah.
they would gladly take the team bronze medal. So
Sacrifice like a few places in the individual.
And then the pairs go, and then the women are the ones that finish the Olympics, which is historically that's how it's been. But yeah, so I think the World Team Trophy is what it is. I think that I cannot fault the skaters. And there was actually a comment yesterday on the video that these skaters are touring, they're doing other things, and we said that multiple times throughout this. I'm not expecting the world's greatest
Yeah, we're
skates at
not.
the
No
end of
one
the year.
is. I'm expecting fun. I want people to come here and enjoy themselves. I want them to enjoy the team atmosphere. It's
And
a low
listen,
pressure
what did we say? What did we
competition.
say?
Everybody walks away with a lot of prize money. Like who cares?
And who and what did we say was our favorite program? I mean, think about Urshadze. She's
Oh, I
comes in with a triple
know.
toe, and we're saying she's the most memorable moment of the event. So it is about those
Really
moments.
is like for real. Yeah, no, it is. It is about that. It's about the vibes. It is about the moments. That's what this competition is. Yeah.
So that wraps up the season for us. Over the summer, I want to go into some instructional videos about how the elements are scored and the PCS, and really delve into examples of what is good and what is not good, and why I don't always agree with the judging. I think even doing a basic synopsis of the required elements for the pairs next year and the required elements for the rhythm dance, and go step by step and show what the judges are looking for. I love to do that kind of stuff, and I know you previously have done stuff for ice dance, so I think that that's something we can
Me
do
too,
over the
yeah.
summer. If anyone has any other suggestions or
And
what they want to hear us complain about or rave about, let us know, because we clearly like to talk about the sport. But yeah, I have a lot of ideas for the summer. I'm going to keep uploading a lot of historical videos. There have been a few people that have offered to send me their collections to add to what I already have. So
Oh, nice.
yeah, so I'm as much as I can get. If anybody has DVDs or even files on a hard drive somewhere that they would like me to cut, put up, whatever, let me know. I love watching historical
Yeah,
skating.
and going through all your classical, like it's on my list of things to do along with play more video games, but I just really just want to spend like a whole weekend just watching all this like classic skating on your channel. I just have not had the time to do that, but if anyone does, I highly recommend it. It's literally like a treasure trove of things that like just felt like lost to time.
And I mean, if you know the landscape of what's going on with skating videos these days, there was a message board that had all these videos. That message board is no more. The server that was holding a lot of these historical videos is no more. There's a lot of channels that are getting taken off YouTube. So a lot of these videos, if you don't have them, they're gone. And for me, I know a lot of people don't really. They watch a skating competition one time and that's it. And they don't have any need to rewatch it or go back in a few years and say, oh, I really want to watch the World Team Trophy from 2025. For me, I love watching old
All
competitions.
right.
I love it. So I love watching the skating in the especially in the 80s before my time. And I've watched almost all of it. I've really seen all there is as far as ISU competitions go and some of the national competitions. I've seen almost all there is. And I want to preserve that because I feel like there's so few people in this generation that are truly caring about it, that it's something that I'm passionate about sharing with people. So we'll see a lot more in the summer. I go through waves where I'll upload hundreds of videos in a weekend, and then sometimes it takes me a little while to get back to that whole process. But I love doing it, and I love sharing it, and I love people commenting on the videos with their own little tidbits of information. Some of the people that were around for the skating before I came into the sport in 1993, and saying what the situation and the atmosphere was at that time. I love all of it. I love learning about the history of the sport. I love sharing the history of the sport, and there's so much more that I have to give. I think I was sent like 1,000 DVDs by somebody, and I've barely scratched the surface on that one. So, yeah.
You've got years worth of work is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I mean, it's already been 2 years and I barely scratched it. So yeah.
and just everybody like, and he's asking you to send him more work.
Yeah, send me
Please do
more.
that if you have it. I have some too somewhere. I just have to like dig them out of like boxes and things like that. But I
I
remember
have I
dumping a
have a
bunch of stuff,
long
burning a bunch of CDs and stuff.
yeah. There's a lot of work for me still to do. So anything that's sent to me now is just getting added to a queue of things that I need to do, but I love all of it all the same. I have nationals, full competitions from the US, pretty much throughout the late 80s into the early 2000s. Those are all
Wow.
uploaded already. I actually
Oh, they
talked
are.
to
Oh, see, just.
I talked to a former skater at the Boitano Lounge at Worlds, and I mentioned who I was, and he's like, oh, you're the one who has all my videos on YouTube. And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad that people actually see them and
And that's
they
super
enjoy
cool.
it.
And you know, and it's crazy to think that, like, you know, considering at the time, especially if you were a skater in the 80s, this is stuff that you yourself just didn't easily have the ability to catalog, right? And
Right.
what are you doing? Are you writing a letter to NBC or CBS or whoever, ABC, whoever had
Oh
it,
no,
and be
but
like,
these ones are
hey,
these are full events, like the actual recorded USFS, like the skaters that were not shown on TV. Like these are from start to finish. They're all uploaded almost every season for nationals. Yeah. So these are skaters that maybe have never even seen their program because you used to have to
yeah,
pay a lot of money for a videotape to get it. So yeah.
that's oh, okay, super cool. Okay,
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
I need to find a lot of time.
Yeah. So yeah. That's what I'll be doing with my time. I want to travel this year just like I did last year, and I'll probably do it right as the season starts. But I do have a few months where I really want to build this channel even more. And I love you are such a specialist just like I am. So going into these technical videos, I think is something that I will really enjoy. And like I said, if anybody
Nerding
has
out is
any
really
other,
fun.
yeah. And if anyone has any other suggestions, please let us know. We can critique and talk about the judges and the technical panels to no end, but there's a lot of other things in the sport, and I think there's definitely an opportunity to really build into something big, and it's something that we both enjoy. So yeah, let us know and enjoy the off season and watch all my videos that I post from history and learn about some of the great 6.0 skating that there was. And yeah, just enjoy skating.
Thank everybody for, being with us here, and we look forward to seeing ideas and doing some more stuff in the summer.
So once again, this is the end of the World Team Trophy, the end of the season. My name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Vu.
And thank you for watching the skating session.